GoFundMe has frozen access to the nearly $4.5 million in funds raised by the trucker convoy now wending its way across Canada toward Ottawa in a protest against vaccine mandates. We require that fundraisers be transparent about the flow of funds and have a clear plan for how those funds will be spent. In this case, we are in touch with the organizer to verify that information, Rachel Hollis, a spokeswoman for the crowdfunding platform, said in an email. Funds will be safely held until the organizer is able to provide the documentation to our team about how funds will be properly distributed. Cross-border truckers face vaccine mandate as of Tuesday morning. The funds were raised from 58,300 donors, according to the GoFundMe page of the Freedom Convoy. Tamara Litch, who is also secretary of the fledgling Western Separatist Maverick Party, launched the campaign on January 14. It states that the money will go toward fuel as well as food and lodgings for big riggers taking part. Our current government is implementing rules and mandates that are destroying the foundation of our businesses, industries and livelihoods, the convoy's GoFundMe page states. We are a peaceful country that has helped protect nations across the globe from tyrannical governments who oppressed their people, and now it seems it is happening here. Unvaccinated truckers must quarantine when re-entering Canada as of January 15. The federal government required Canadian truckers to be fully vaccinated if they want to avoid a 14-day quarantine when they cross the border from the United States. Labor Minister Seamus O'Regan has also announced that vaccination will become mandatory for workers in all federally regulated industries, though no timeline has been laid out. The Canadian Trucking Alliance, which has denounced the convoy protest, says more than 85% of the 120,000 Canadian truck drivers who regularly traverse the border are vaccinated, but that up to 16,000 may be sidelined due to the new restriction, exacerbating supply chain problems. It said on Saturday in a statement that it does not support and strongly disapproves of any protests on public roadways, highways, and bridges, and that it believes actions like the convoy are not how disagreements with government policies should be expressed. The government of Canada and the United States have now made being vaccinated a requirement to cross the border. This regulation is not changing, so, as an industry, we must adapt and comply with this mandate, said CTA President Stephen Laskowski over the weekend. The only way to cross the border, in a commercial truck or any other vehicle, is to get vaccinated. In a joint release Tuesday, the federal government and Laskowski acknowledged unprecedented challenges to a sector that ships the vast majority of food and consumer products, but stressed vaccination as the route to economic health. Vaccines, medications, personal protective equipment, food, and supplies continue to arrive where they need to be thanks to the efforts of our dedicated commercial truck drivers, said Laskowski, O'Regan, Transport Minister Omar Al-Ghabra and Employment Minister Carla Qualtriff. The Government of Canada and the Canadian Trucking Alliance both agree that vaccination, used in combination with preventive public health measures, is the most effective tool to reduce the risk of COVID-19 for Canadians, and to protect public health. The big riggers are bound for a protest set for Saturday in Ottawa, where drivers from across the country are planning to converge. A contingent of truckers left BC on Sunday, January 23. U.S. vaccine rules last Saturday. The U.S. barred unvaccinated Canadian drivers from entering the country, mirroring Canada's border filter for American truckers. In a Twitter thread Monday showing pictures of depleted grocery store shelves, Alberta Premier Jason Kenney said he was on the phone with U.S. governors that morning who share his concerns. He said he was working on a joint letter to U.S. President Joe Biden and Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to end the dual vaccine mandates. Reese Evans, general manager of Evans Trucking, said 14 of his 36 drivers who typically haul lumber across the Alberta-Montana border are unvaccinated, and largely out of commission following the vaccine mandate. His outfit donated $5,000 to the campaign. When are they going to stop to realize that you've got to stop screwing with people's livelihoods, he said. Trade associations have condemned protests on roads and highways, but Evan said planned demonstrations near border crossing points across the country this weekend will be safe and legal. With files from Hannah Mae Nasser and Katerina Schulk, City News.